Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This is the day that the Lord God has, oh, glory, has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in it, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, my God. Yes. And everything that we need for this day, he has provided. No matter what we're facing, he is there with us. Hallelujah. 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 We pull on the strength, yes, Lord, and we thank him for being with us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you just say hallelujah? God, we thank you, hallelujah, and mean it from the bottom of your heart. Hallelujah. God is good. I tell you, he is good, and he is truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. What a day. What a day. What, you know, what a difference it makes, no matter what we're going through, when we know that God is on our side. That the God of all is with us. His eyes run to and from the earth. He sees everything. He hears everything. And he knows everything. So we thank him for his protection, his mercy, and his grace. We give honor to the Almighty God. Yes, we do. The only true and living God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me. Just let that saturate for just a few minutes. Yes. Hallelujah. God loves you. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. God loves you. Put your hands on it. Test and say, God loves me. And let that just soak in. God loves me. Yes. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. We thank the Lord for all those who will join us, and those that will join us never by accident, never by accident. Say, so I just saw it and I just clicked on. It could be 5 minutes from now, 5 seconds, 5 years from now, 2 years from now, whenever. It's always in the now. It will always be in the now. Yes. Because it will be just what you need to hear from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We step out of it and let God have his way. Hallelujah. So you're welcome at any time, day or night, that you choose to tune in. We are ever so glad that the Lord gave us the courage and the strength and all that we need to be on the air. It's not us. It's God. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's God. It was God ordained. Yes, hallelujah. And we are so grateful that you tuned in. Thank the Lord. My sister's right here. Yes, she is. Bless the Lord. Love you. Know your hands are full. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you had your little special project. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a wonderful day. I just saw a picture. I usually don't go on Facebook or anything, but I am so glad that I did. I am so glad that I did. Yes, I went on and there was a picture. She's really not. She's my grand aunt. She's my mother's aunt. But I tell you, oh my goodness. Yes, yeah, she's gone on. But each one of us, each one of us feels she made us feel so special. She made you feel like that's my auntie and no one else exists. I mean, we were just, she just knew how to make you feel special. She allowed you to know that you are special. But I tell you, it's the picture of her with her helmet on, because I think from where she lived, and it was a long distance, and she and her son, she'd get on the motorcycle, and she would ride to Augusta with her son. Isn't that amazing? When my aunt was in her 90s, she did a split. Just saying. Hallelujah. 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 The doctors had count her off. Listen to this. The doctors had count her off. And she was always small. And she said that she wasn't going to make it. My aunt took her last series of her medication, got up, told her, I'm going home. She went home. She went shopping. And she went to choir rehearsal. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she was the president of her choir. Yes. And I wish you could see how my aunt was sick at this time. And she wouldn't make it past the year. But guess what? As long as you have breath in your body, she did not accept. Woo! She did not accept from you pity party. Hallelujah. No, you have life in you. And you live your life. No one said it was going to be easy, but you live your life. And she was faithful to her church and to her God. Isn't that something? And everyone said she could be tough now. But that's what she was supposed to do, to help us after she was gone. Because we all have a story. We all have wonderful stories. And I'll share mine. She said, she called me. I think I mentioned this before. I had cancer and I was recuperating. And she called me and she says, oh, my darling, if I could be there, you know your auntie would be there. And I said, oh, yes. And I went into that mode. Oh, yes, I did. I went into, you would have thought I was 6 months old. And she let me have my moment. And she called me back a little later, maybe a week or so. And I was going there again. And she said to me, she says, darling, you are healed now. And some of that you are feeling is age. And my aunt was done with that. She was done with that. She was not going to tolerate it. Because I was going to whine a while. I said, what? What did she say? She was done. And that's exactly how she was. She was what we all needed. And I saw this picture of my auntie with her helmet on. And She was 93 when she left us. But it's just a wonder. She lived life, and she did not complain. Sure, she hurt. Sure, she had issues. But she didn't allow it to consume her and wear on her. You pray, as my mother has said, if you pray, why are you pining? If you pray, why are you pining? Like, okay. You either gonna pray or you gonna pine. Yeah. So that's how they were. But this aunt was real. But she had other sisters and we loved them dearly. But it was just how she related to us. And all of them were beautiful. I didn't know my grandmother, but I knew my grandmother, a lot of my grandmother's sisters and brothers. And it was so nice. And it was a safe time for us. We had so much love all around us. And we could put our feet in the sand. Hallelujah. The land that was purchased by our great grandparents and made it possible through all their effort that we would be safe. Oh, it so much that we just kind of took for granted. It was just there for us. And I realized how we weren't well, we didn't have a lot of money. But we were comfortable, and we learned to appreciate what we had. And when I look back, I said, we were rich. And I'm so glad, because we had people who cared and who loved us and would see about us. So, yeah, we were rich. We were rich. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah. And we're trying so hard not to forget it and to be able to pass it on. But they were some strong ladies. Oh, my goodness. Those aunties, they were strong. Thank God for them. Hallelujah. Now, that's enough about me. I just was so elated. I just wanted to share. Hallelujah. And we all have stories. And as I had said before, don't dismiss your family. We remember other people that everybody seemed to know, and we lift them up. But you have a special person who helped to mold your life. Thank God for that person. Thank God for that individual who helped to mold you into who and what God has called and ordained you to be. Thank God for that person that smiled and told you you could do it. We have heroes, and we thank God for them. We have people who were strong. Some of them were real tough because they had to be. But that strength just roll over on you. You can think about some of the things that you've had to endure in life. And you can think about how they encourage you to go on, to press forward, to pray, and to trust God. When you pray, why would you be worrying? You pray to the Almighty God. Where's your faith in him? Hallelujah. 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 God, hallelujah, supplied us with so much and so much love. But sometimes we have a tendency to focus on the negative and not on the positive. And sometimes some of us may say, there is no positive. Oh, so much happened to me. I didn't see no positive. But there is something, a little glimmer of light, a little glimmer of hope. Yes. And we thank God for the little glimmer. Hallelujah. Because sooner or later, the light got bigger and brighter. Yes, it did. We were so busy trying to run away from the hurt and the pain, and maybe even became very angry and bitter. But let's just thank God for that little glimmer of light that became a bright light and brought us through. Amen. I don't think anyone's life was 100%, but I think it's what you make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There we go. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. Our lives may not have been what others were, and we feel that we have missed so much. But we thank you for those who loved us enough, oh my God, to pick us up and to encourage us and to care for us, those that you had assigned to us, oh my God. We thank you. Woo! We thank you, Lord. We thank you for them, those that reached a handout. Almighty God, those that prayed for us and covered us, Almighty God, with prayer. God, we thank you. Those that taught us of you, God, we thank you for them. Oh, God, hallelujah. They may not have given us money, hallelujah, set us high above, Almighty, our enemies. But we thank you, Lord, for everything that they did for us, clothed us, fed us, those who helped our parents when times of need, those who became our parents, Almighty God, hallelujah, those who guided us with our parents. God, we thank you. We thank you for our families. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the aunties we had. Hallelujah, the uncles you gave us. Hallelujah. We thank you. Some of them were tough, Lord. They were tough. But we thank you for the love that they have for us. Hallelujah. And the determination that we would succeed in this life. God, we do thank you for them. We praise you. And Father, we lift up every offering. Every one of them, everyone that's in a home, the home not safe. But Father, we ask that you step in every situation and you make the correction. Shield those children, Almighty God, each one of them, Almighty God. They didn't ask for the situation that they're in. God, you brought them here. We ask that you protect them. Shield them, provide for them, be their God, be their advocator, be their protector, Almighty God. Allow them not to have bitterness, but lead them out of the homes that are causing distress and just want them for the money and not showing them love. Make provisions, God. Touch those that are in authority. Touch their hearts of compassion. Allow them open doors and opportunities. Bring in more parents, those that you have assigned, God, to cover these young children, these babies. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. They belong to you, God. And we put everyone all over this world in your hands. And we thank you, God. Show us what we can do. Hallelujah. Show us what we can do. Open our eyes that we may see, dear God, and may we love them with the compassion, hallelujah, that is needed, and understanding, hallelujah. Bless the little ones and everyone that is taking care of them, almighty God. Touch the government, yes, Lord, in Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for doing it. Now, Father, we thank you for how you are our God. You are our instructor. You are our shield of defense. We thank you for how you protect us. Yes, Lord, from dangers seen and unseen. Touch, almighty God, those who are mourning. Almighty God, touch, comfort those who have tears and look like that the fountain will never cut off. Almighty God, oh God, you're God enough to touch each and every one, to reassure, hallelujah, that you're with them and they'll make it through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh my God, you know, and we understand, my Father, that your will must be done. We thank you for strength. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness towards your people. We glorify you, Father, and we exalt your most holy name. Thank you, Lord, for you, Father, are more than enough. You are the breasting one. You are our healer, our deliverer, our shield of defense. Yes, you are. You're our judge, and you're the jury, and you're the lawyer. Hallelujah. We thank you. You're our everything, Lord. Hallelujah. You order our steps. Thank you, Lord. You placed us on our journey. Yes, you have. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for the help that you sent from the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah, bless your name. Let us never be arrogant. Let us never be where we turn our nose and think we're better than other people because you blessed us so good. May we ever remain humble, almighty God. Hallelujah. May we ever be the light shining in darkness for you. Almighty God, may we be the salt, God, of the earth, oh, well seasoned, that we can make a difference in somebody's life. We can ball, yes, Lord. Bring it to a ball, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For you, almighty God. Hallelujah. Open our eyes of understanding. Yes, Lord. Our ears that we hear you. Yes, Lord. And touch our heart that we will obey you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. We ask that you remember those that are in the government, from the grassroots all the way to the White House. Let them know that they're just men and that you, Father, put them in. You, Father. You, Father. You, Father, are in full control of the affairs of man. Oh, glory. Yes, you are. And we welcome you in these United States, its properties and its territories. We welcome you and we thank you. You know, Father, we say we welcome you, but we want you. That's it, because the earth is yours. Hallelujah. And they that dwell therein. We want you to be our Father. And we thank you that you've chosen us as your children. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your shalom. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for continuously to be with us as we work the work that you have placed in our hands. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let us never say, I'm not doing this, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. I'm what you called me to be before the foundation of the world. I didn't bring myself here. You have us to call. Echo my salary. God, hallelujah. Almighty sovereign God, you placed us here for your purpose and your will. Hallelujah. Woo. How we bless your name. We honor you by being obedient to you, repenting for the things that we said that was not of you, refusing what you have ordained for us to do in your kingdom. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We ask that you be with us as we work the work that you have sent us here to do for you, not for our satisfaction and our glory, but it's for yours and yours alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A yielding heart to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we honor you forever. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Woo! God, the very breath we breathe, hallelujah, is allowed by you. Remit. Forgive us for our arrogance. Almighty God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Give us the strength, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Be our strength, Almighty God. Encourage us, Almighty God, to fulfill that you have assigned to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we honor you and your will, our will. Thank you, Lord. Our master said, to his disciple, pointing to Jerusalem, he said, for this cause I came. And we all have a this cause why we came. Let us not shun our responsibility. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, God. Speak to us. Hallelujah. That we will obey you. Yes, Lord, and be about our Father's business. Yea, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouraging our brothers and sisters everywhere. Yes, Lord. Thank you for protecting our brothers and sisters everywhere. Yes, Lord. Those who are ready, discourage, strengthen them and encourage them and infuse them even the more, hallelujah, with your anointing power. Hallelujah. Walk beside them, great God. Protect and defend. We thank you, Lord, for your strength. We praise you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can feel you, God, and we thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Thank you for how you're granting traveling mercy and protection on the highways and the byways, the airways, the railways. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Walking. Yes, Lord. Biking. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Protect your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everywhere our foot will touch today, we plead the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Every street that our eyes will see, we plead the blood of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord, for the shalom in our homes and in our families. Yes, Lord, not only us, but your people everywhere. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you now. Hallelujah. You're great and mighty and awesome in all your ways. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Not our will, but thine will be done. Glory. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And thank you that we can know the difference. Almighty God. Hey. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. To know the difference. Hallelujah. Thank you for the excitement to be about our Father's business. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the encouragement, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the encouragement, Father. Thank you for the enthusiasm, Father. Thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you give us the mind of the learner. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. For how you're maturing us, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Oh, rain down on your people, God. Hallelujah. Rain down. Hallelujah. Rain down on us, God. Hallelujah. And may we not walk contrary to your will. Hallelujah. Rain down. Rain down on us, Almighty God. Satisfy. Bread of heaven. Feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. 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 Not about fame and fortune. No, God. It's all about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we have your ear. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for how you clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Our homes, hallelujah. Thank you that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren walk in the circle of your blessings, dear God. Yeah, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, for how you're protecting them. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, most importantly, join them to you, God. Hallelujah. Guarding their assignment. Almighty God. Oh, protecting them. Almighty God. As they walk this earth. Yes, Lord. About your business. Hallelujah. Safe passage from here back to glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Guarding them, Almighty God. Strengthening them, Almighty God. Oh, bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember our sisters, our brothers. Yes, Lord. Our nieces and our nephews. Almighty God, our cousins. Yes, Lord. Just remember our family, Lord. You know that some lost loved ones. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, God. Peace. Shalom. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Fill our mouth with words. Let us speak timely, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, the joy of the Lord. God, you did everything. Oh, nothing. You did everything for us. You provided everything, Lord. You provided. Oh, yes, you did, God. You have provided everything we need. And when we messed up, you had our Redeemer waiting to come to redeem us back to you. God, you're good. Yes, you are. And we thank you. Oh, God, our God, how excellent is that name in all the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for reminding us that you told us in your scripture that you go away to prepare a place for us, and where you are, there will be. Hallelujah. Thank you for your company, Almighty God. Hallelujah. So we can be about your business, knowing that one day we'll be with you. Thank you, Lord. And knowing that right now you're with us, strengthening us to accomplish our task. Hallelujah. Thank you for the help from the sanctuary. Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. How sweet our Father is to us. Yes, Lord, we have a Father. We're not orphans. No, we're not. We're not fatherless. No. We have a Father that nothing and no one can take him away from us. Hallelujah. And those of us who still have our parents, it's a blessing. And yet God is there. Some of our parents are giving in to time. Yeah. And we have to reverse the roles now. But I tell you, it is a blessing. And the instructions that God allowed them to give us, as some are getting ready to pass on into eternity, listen to what they have to say. Don't get weary. Those are precious jewels that they are passing on. Hear them and cherish the time. Hallelujah. God give you the strength to see it through. He will. And he is. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. Don't get weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? How God just uses life to encourage us and to strengthen us for the journey that he has set before us. And some of us say, well, at my age, what is age to God? What is age? What is time? What is time? What is that? Left up to God, he can wait till you're 90 years old and set you out on the journey on his purpose. You understand what I'm saying? He's God. We really need to get that sometime. He's God. He can do whatever he planned to do. His plans will be manifest. His plans. His plans. His plans. His plan. Sometimes I think we joke about things and too much. Some things are very serious. And I understand that sometimes we laugh just to soften things. But the sovereignty of the Lord, I don't think we really understand sometimes the sovereignty and what it means of God. and by refusing to do what he has called us to do. Can you just imagine? Can you imagine the audacity to say, no, I'm not doing that? Ooh, Lord, you wouldn't allow that from your children. But we have the utter capacity to say no to God. That should send chills up and down your spine. I'm not saying to be what man, oh yeah, I see you doing this. No. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying what a man say you should do this. No. I'm saying what God has declared over your life. That's what I'm saying. What God has declared over your life. What God has ordained for you to accomplish before the foundation of the world. That makes a difference. Hold on. Amen. I had to have my Bible. I forgot in one place. And I have others, but I have my complete Jewish Bible. I have my Jewish Bible. I have all over here. But there's one that I have. I have my Jewish Study Bible. One day I'll read from that one. It's pretty good. It's trying to give you word for word translation as best as a translator can do. So, but I just have one, my King James. And I tell you, I try not to, I don't mark in my Bibles, but I flag them, and I'm saying it's just as bad. So I'm going to have to do a little different, and I'm going to get a pointer so I can use the pointer and read with the pointer. Yeah, that's what I'm going to get. The Lord says so. Hallelujah. You know where we are, of course. Genesis, the first chapter. It's something in here that we're going to see, and I don't know how long it's going to take, and it's going to be big. It's going to be big. But one thing we do see is that God has provided on the earth, and we know that there are so many planets, but in all these universes that God has made, this one, this particular one, God made for man the crown of his jewel, of his creation, crown jewel of his creation. And everything we needed, everything. We got to understand that. And I just sense a door opening. And we're going to see some things. We're going to see. Oh, my God, and I don't know what it is, but let's just keep reading with anticipation. Hallelujah for revelation. Because God wants us to see and have clarity and understanding And I think when we see, it's going to strengthen us even the more and empower us even the more to be about our Father's business. I'm just saying. I can't say the Lord said it. I'm just saying that. That's what I feel. That's what I sense. Because God does nothing, oh, by the way. Nothing is done. So, let's be grateful. And let's hear and let's read. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now we go to the sixth day, the second part of the sixth day. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Chapter 2, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's just read the second and starting at the eighth verse. The seventh verse. The second chapter starting at the seventh verse. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Read it again. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Verse 8. And the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that was pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading and illumination and revelation of his word. His word is holy. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. It's pure. Yes, it is. And it's true. Amen. Hallelujah.
How great and awesome is our God, and he is indeed worthy to be praised. Okay, let's go to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, now the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the cloud return after the rain. In the day when the keeper of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because there are few, and those that look out of the window be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the street, when the sound of the ground grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the birds, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Let's do verse 9 of the same chapter. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The word of the wise are gold, and a nail fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weary of the soul. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The words of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. You know where we are. Always reminding us. Yes. Who we are. And what our purpose. Even everyone that is, 43 and 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and understand and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to Colossians, the third chapter and the first verse. Excuse me. Listen, my God, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. There, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elders of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humblenesses of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, bearing one another and forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Hallelujah. Colossians 3. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Well, it's coming to that time. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the joy and the confidence that you are a child of God. Love you. God bless.